I invite you to stand in body or spirit and turn and face the light as it comes into our midst. It is in this turning or reorienting ourselves toward the holy that will characterize our season of Lent. What we pay attention to is what we are formed by. So let us begin this season of Lent listening, of hearing that still small voice and finding our own true selves. Please be seated. I'm proud to say I am the pastor here. I'm Alicia Wood. Welcome. Welcome no matter where you've come from or where you're going. Welcome. I have a few logistical things that I'd like to tell you before we get started, and then we'll begin. The first is if you need a restroom, there are restrooms through these doors and kind of behind here. Child care for children birth through kindergarten is available through this door over here. And if you aren't sure where it is, our ushers in the back, raise your hand, usher, so we know who to find, or usher over here, will be able to help you with that. We do have a safe sanctuary policy which requires children to always be accompanied by the person who brought them. So if your child needs to leave this room or space for any reason, please join them. There are QR codes. If you don't know what that is, it's okay. If you do, listen up. One is for the full order of worship, so if you want to know word for word what we're going to talk about and say today, you can use that one. And if when it comes to our time of giving, if you'd like to donate to the church through your credit card online, that's the other QR code. So if you have any other questions, please know our ushers who raised their hand a moment ago will help you. Our sacred text. Connect the breath of God with our own aliveness. God blew breath into us at creation, and we continue to breathe all of creation in and out of our bodies constantly. The early church also believed that breath and spirit were one in the same. How might the meditative practice of paying attention to our breath be in and out of ourself a prayer of connection to God? When we embrace our bodies as a holy vessel of God, we become even more our true selves, which has been there all along.
Good morning. My name is Dale Fryer, and I will be your liturgist today, and I'm also part of the choir. So there may be a moment today where you will hear me, but you won't see me. Do not be alarmed. Please stand in body or in spirit and join me in the call to worship. For that which then I thought was right, for that which now I regret, for that which in coming times I know not what to do, come and rest. Come and listen. Know that grace, forgiveness, and guidance are available to you at each and every moment that we turn to receive them. Breath and spirit are the same word in Hebrew. The Holy Spirit is essentially God's breath in us and among us. But we often don't have the time or inclination to fully breathe God in. So please remain standing and join me in our opening hymn, Breathe on Me, Breath of God, number 420 in the pew hymnal, or as displayed on the screen. Take a moment to share the peace of Christ with your neighbors, because each time we share peace, we also receive it. Let us now greet one another by shaking hands, fist bumps, or in the idea that we have a flu epidemic, perhaps just greet verbally.
Will the children come forward if they are comfortable, please?
Our God is an awesome God. God reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. God reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Be seated. Well, good morning, everyone. How are all of you today? So today we're talking about breathing. And so I'm wondering, why does a candle go out when you blow on it? Does anyone know why a candle goes out when you blow on it? Oh, yeah.
You blow too much air on it.
Yes. And when we blow out carbon dioxide, and flames need oxygen. And so when we blow that carbon dioxide, and in addition to that wind, it goes out. And so sometimes we are breathing in and breathing out in prayer. And so I was hoping that we could talk about maybe something that we might tell Jesus that the world might need today. So we're going to breathe in and breathe out. And we're going to talk to Jesus and tell Jesus what we think the world might need. And when we do, I'm going to light a candle for that. So what do you, if Jesus was sitting right here, what would we say to Jesus about what the world needs?
Food.
The world needs food. Okay, let me light a candle and then I'll come to you. The world needs food. Okay. What does the world need?
Water.
Water, yes. The world needs water. All right, anyone else thinking over there what the world needs? What does the world need?
What is it? Houses.
Houses, yes. The world needs houses. So we can live in those houses, right? Okay. What else might the world need? Are you guys thinking as I light? Okay. What does the world need?
A mom and a dad.
A mom and a dad, yes. I'm going to light a candle.
Trees.
Trees. Moms and dads and trees. Yes. Moms and dads and trees. All right. Any other thoughts over there? I think one other thing the world might need. Oh, yes. We got one more idea.
Money.
The world does need money/resources, yes. Money and resources. Yes. All right. Other thoughts? I think the world also might need love, right? The world needs love. And where does that love come from? From, oh, we got an answer. Great.
From your heart.
Yes, from our hearts.
You need air to breathe.
Yep, we need air to breathe. Absolutely. So I'm going to light a candle for love, and I'm going to light a candle for air to breathe. All right. Well, thank you. I'm so grateful for all your answers because the world does need a lot of things. And the great thing is that we can do all that. We can do our best to work in the world and do all the things we prayed for with Jesus by our side. So will you pray with me? Loving God, thank you so much for the voices of children. They know what the world needs. And so today we lift these prayers up to you. With our help and our service, that we may make this happen with your help. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for coming and talking with me. So you can go sit back with whoever brought you.
Each week during Lent, we will return to the tradition of reading a psalm responsively and have a second reading with a time of reflection. This week we are reading Psalm 33. Listen now to the choir as they will lead us into this experience of God's word and wisdom. Sing to God a new song. Play your best with joyful shouts, because the Lord's word is right. God's love, righteousness, and justice. The Lord's faithful love fills the whole earth. The skies were made by the Lord's word. We put our hope in the Lord. God is our help and our shield. Our heart rejoices in God. Lord, let your faithful love surround us. Please join me now. We will experience Scripture in this worship series in an abridged Lectio Divina format, which means divine reading. I will read the Scripture once, and then we will have time to reflect as we listen to the choir anthem. What words or phrases grab your attention in the reading? How is God speaking to you through this Scripture? You may use the reflection page in your bulletin to journal your thoughts. And when the music is over, we will hear the Scripture read again, perhaps with a new perspective. In our Scripture today, Paul is explaining that it's okay if we are not sure how to communicate with God. This is the 8th chapter of Romans, verses 26 through 28. 38 through 39, and I am reading from the Inclusive Bible. The Spirit, too, comes to help us in our weakness, for we don't know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit expresses our plea with groanings too deep for words. And God, who knows everything in our hearts, knows perfectly well what the Spirit is saying. We know that God makes everything work together for the good of those that love God and have been called according to God's purpose. For I am certain that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither the present nor the future, neither heights nor depths, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God. The Spirit, too, comes to help us in our weakness, for we don't know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit expresses our plea with groanings too deep for words. And God, who knows everything in our hearts, knows perfectly well what the Spirit is saying. We know that God makes everything work together for the good of those that love God and have been called according to God's purpose. For I am certain that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, neither heights nor depths, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God.
Wow, I don't think I have to say anything else. I say that often, don't I? That's not at all. But I'll take this time to talk. So yesterday, or the day before, whenever it was, I sat down to put my sermon thoughts to paper. And I noticed someone sitting next to me. This little guy, my faithful companion these days, and he was purring. So I wasn't procrastinating, really, I wasn't. I Googled, how do cats purr? I learned that cats purr because their vocal cords separate, and then on both the inhale and the exhale, the vocal cords make the purring sound when they are content. This is the reason the sound seems to not have a stop or a start when they purr, because they're purring on the inhale and the exhale. We humans breathe thousands of times a day, about 26,000 times a day, and yet we never think about it. Breath is important for us as musicians, too. Right, musicians up there? Musicians are trained how to breathe to get their best sound and performance. When a baby is born, we wait to hear them breathe, and many times that breath comes out as a cry. In Hebrew and in Greek, breath, wind, and spirit are the same word. Genesis 2, chapter 2, verse 7, from the NRSV translation says, "Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being." The Message says the same verse this way, "God formed man out of dirt from the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life. The man became alive, a living soul." Is Genesis saying the Holy Spirit was breathed in, or breath or oxygen was supplied? What if the answer to both is yes? Our Romans text in the NRSV translation says, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words." With sighs too deep for words. The Inclusive Bible, the one we read from today, reads, "For we don't know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit expresses our plea with groanings too deep for words." Groanings too deep for words. Sometimes we are hurting, and we are with sighs too deep for words, or we have wordless groanings. It seems the last week or two, death has been a part of my living and reflection. First, I walked with a loving family through the death and memorial service of their wife and mom and grandma. Then a special person to me tried to take his own life. A family came to me grieving the sudden loss of their son and brother several years ago, but the pain is still so very real. And finally, 17 people were killed while participating in the everyday activity of attending school and work, and the country and I are wrestling as a whole with these deaths and with the violence. Some of us may be dealing and reflecting on other hurts in life. Some may be unhappy with their job or housing situation or people around them or their bodies not working like it used to or loneliness or death of a pet or someone very special to them or feeling that the world needs to be more compassionate to one another. Sometimes we don't even know what to pray or how to pray. In times of hurt, it's okay. This is enough. Because when we do not know how or what to pray, our breath, the spirit inside us does. We all know hurt, and yet we keep breathing. And somehow we keep breathing. What do we need to breathe out? What do we need to let go of in this breath? In the text, in the end of the text from Romans, the Apostle Paul states, "Nothing can separate us from the love of God." God breathed into us wind, spirit, soul. Rob Bell said, "It's not that you have a spiritual life. You are a spiritual life. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Not death, not anger, not frustration, not pain, not addiction, not homelessness, not loneliness, not worry. Nothing. We can just have wordless groans. God can handle it. We can question, and God can handle it. We are not meant to always have it all together. We do not always have to gather here in this space and pretend that it's all okay and we got it together. We don't always have to gather here in this space in praise and thanksgiving, because God can handle it. Sometimes we are angry and frustrated and fed up with being fed up with the country, with our leaders, with our own situations, with our struggle, with our loneliness, with our anger, and with ourselves. Yet, when we get quiet and listen closely to our bodies, we notice that we are breathing. And in that breath is the love of God. God breathed in life and the Holy Spirit into humanity. Therefore, We know nothing. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Amen. During this season of Lent, we will be taking time to visit prayer station during our prayer time. So during the next few minutes, we will have an unguided time of prayer. What have you heard deep within you that you would want to offer up to God? As an object of your prayer becomes clear to you, you can get up and visit one of the prayer stations to take action that creates a physical representation or experience of your prayer desire. There are places around the sanctuary where you can light a candle, or back there you can ring a chime, or you can write on paper back at this corner, on dissolving paper, and after you write on it, you place it in the bowl of water and watch it disappear. You can also offer up prayer for someone else or yourself, and this is kind of a logistical change. If you'd like your prayer read as a part of worship today, fill it out, and you can come up and place it here at the cross. Now, if you're unable to get up here, or you want to spend the time seated and praying, just hold it up and one of our ushers will come by to get it. Now, if you want to practice this breathing prayer, that's okay too. You can just sit and breathe. Breathe in this breath over and over again. And finally, anytime you choose, you may stay seated or you may come up and kneel at the communion rail to pray. We will be using these prayer stations all throughout Lent, so you don't have to visit more than one today. You can take your time. This is your prayer time, your appointment with God. We will take our time, and there is no need to rush. So let us begin. The choir will call us back to our seats when our time of prayer is complete. Let us begin. As a fire is meant for burning, so we are meant to love you with every breath. Help us to know that any time we want to know your spirit, we have only to tune into the breath of life which comes from you. We lift up these joys and concerns and those unspoken ones that we hold in our hearts. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
As we remember the people and places we have named, dear God, we seek your help in knowing how to respond to these needs. Let us join together in speaking the prayer Jesus taught in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Listening to our bodies is perhaps a great one for me today, because the message I hear to my body is to learn how to become more patient with myself, and perhaps even more patient with others sometimes. I appreciate the ways in which you've remembered me, expressed your concern, your hope, your prayers, and I also need to say that I've joined the ranks of those who sometimes for a while need to walk with a cane. Jesus' prayer is a call to action. Do God's will, bring in God's kingdom, give bread, forgive others, do the right thing. There are many ways in which we can live out this call in the life of our church. Let me highlight a few of them. The first is Monday, March the 6th, at the annual conference center, at which we will gather to respond to what the Commission on the Way Forward has to say as they help us work through these matters of human sexuality. In small groups, you'll have a chance to ask your questions, express your thoughts and your hopes. They will be recorded and then turned on to the Commission. We hope that a number of you will come and be a part of that. Full information is also in the bulletin. This coming Thursday is the second one of our soft openings for the Thursday evening service. These two first ones, your presence will help us as we try to work through the process, as we see what bugs there are, as we try to improve what we are doing. And then will come our grand opening, which will have full coverage in social media and other ways. And we hope you will come then too, so that as visitors come, they will not find an empty sanctuary. Both of these are in your bulletin. Putting a church on the corner of East Genesee Street and University Avenue, staffing it, heating it, and making the activities I've just outlined happen take financial resources. We support that activity, and we support the United Methodist Services around the world through our giving. If this is your first time here, we don't expect a donation. You are our guest. As the ushers come forward to collect the offering, I'd like to remind you to place your attendance slip, that yellow slip that's in the bulletin, in the offering plate. Let us then worship God with our gifts.
Oh, I know the Lord, I know the Lord, I
Please remain standing and join me in the unison prayer of dedication. Loving God, we breathe you in all day long. The deeper we breathe your love, the closer we come to our authentic selves. We make these gifts because we have felt the sweetness of your spirit breath. We come together and bring these gifts to spread your sweetness and your power. Take these gifts, place your blessing on them, and work that they support in our community and across the world. Amen. Please remain standing, and as we sing our closing hymn, O Breath of Life, number 543 in the pew hymnal and displayed on the screen.
Come sweeping through us. Revive your church with life and power. O breath of life, come cleanse, renew us, and fit your church to meet this hour. O wind of God, come bend us, break us, till humbly we confess our need. Then in your tenderness remake us, revive, restore for this sweet need. O breath of love, come breathe within us, renewing thought and will and heart. Come, love of Christ, afresh to win us. Revive your church in every part.
And now, as you move into the world, hold dear that which is happening on the outside and on the inside. Love what comes across your path for what it will teach you. Cherish the struggle that stirs in your gut for how it will guide you. And know that all people carry within them the divine, the essence of the divine, a holy wisdom given at birth. Listen every day until we meet again. Get quiet enough to hear the still small voice and to find your own. And may the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer be with you all. And all God's people say, Amen.